The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 29th of April 2017. Three big things. Number one, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and look at our two brand new products. The Winner's Circle, that's 12 audio modules that I do on my own, and it goes everything with my philosophy down through thick bar training, stone training, sandbag training, pullovers, dips, dead stop squatting, power rack training, all these lost arts of training, and they're so beneficial and so productive. You've got 12 modules in there. This will be something that not only is going to have a new page on Facebook where only the people that buy or subscribe to this product will be able to go, but this is going to be something where this is going to be audio after audio. There might even be people that I do some audio with that will go into the Winner's Circle. The possibilities are absolutely endless. And at $299, think about that. And that's going to be like the incoming, because we want to do a subscription with it. You get 12, and we've got a 13th one sitting there called the Stewards of Strength, which basically I talk about what we always say. We are the stewards of strength. We are the gatekeepers. We are the ones that are going to take this whole thing that's been bastardized called physical culture, and we're going to return it like we are back to its roots. So that's something you want to look at. Secondly, Etched in Stone. That is the premier product right now here. It's an expensive product for 8 weeks. It's $11.99, but we have Dory Peterson, an RN nutritionist, Dr. Jeffrey Smith, the medical doctor. We got Dr. William Wong, best naturopath, anti-aging doctor. You want to talk about knowing about estrogens, cortisols, all those things, especially that impede upon men where, you know, they have the 9-month looking belly, they have the spare tire, as they call it, and they have just lack of everything. And you can come in here. There's three basic movements here that I have time tested for 15 years here, and I've used them on Dennis and other people multiple times, where we've taken them from very high 275 down to 200 pounds in 6 months. It's amazing metabolically what we can do with sandbags and stones, and that is to your benefit. So go out there, look at both products. If you have any questions at all, Fiorello Barbell, NICAP.RR.com. And last but not least, besides we are pushing the products out because everything's finished, we are going to have a woman's Etched in Stone, and we got some big stuff for the kids, which will be all done by the end of the summer. But we have to become extremely solvent in 31 days. And by that, I mean selling the products. We're getting ready tonight to put together our advertising plan for people to come in here and advertise, and also donations. I hear from multiple people multiple times, and many of you have given to the show, and I thank you for that. But like I said, we've got to raise a minimum of $2,500 in 31 days. That's our campaign. If you'd like to get involved, and I hope you will, go out to Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com out in PayPal. If you want to donate, it would be very much appreciated, but donate as friends and family so they don't take anything out of it, because there's no point in giving them a fee. So those three things will make this place really giddy up and go. Like everybody, you have financial strains, but I know what this place is. I know the amount of people are coming in. We're breaking records every month for downloads alone on Motivation and Muscle. We got a quality product. I'm quality. Everybody on here is quality. Anything you can do, please send the money. That's what we want to do right now and further your education with us and keep putting out the quality shows and the products that are on the way. Well, with that in mind, we have a very generous person on here who's been very good to me. Good guy. Love having him on. And the last show we did was called Eating, which people were like head over heels on. Basic stuff, but like I said, it's the sound basic stuff that always rings the bell. We got our good friend Sean Berkey on with us today, and I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, he's a college professor who practices what he preaches. Strength athlete, martial artist, and before I bring Sean in, we're going to talk, this is going to be very interesting, especially he's going to equate it. It's going to be called the 13 Habits of Self-Made Millionaires. And another thing I want to tell you about myself and Motivation, Muscle, and FBC, we are too big to ignore. Remember that. We are too damn big. But before I bring Sean in, because this is all manliness, and you know our stance on it, and there's definitely not enough of it, we're going to read from the Ultimate Man Survival Guide, Recovering the Lost Art of Manhood. Frank Mintor, M-I-N-T-E-R, is the author of this great book. And I'm going to take two movies from 100 movies men should see. The first one is probably, these two are probably my favorite movies ever. The Godfather series, 1972 through 1990, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Robert Duvall, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Marlon Brando. These movies are a male guide to honor and respect. And I can tell you, I know there was members of my family, especially prior to me, that were all in the Cosa Nostra. And that's what the mafia was really at way back when. It means our own. Secondly, Rocky, 1976, directed by John G. Alvinson, starring Sylvester Stallone, Talia Shire, and Burgess Meredith. And a little history here. Talia Shire is the sister of Francis Ford Coppola. So what do you think about that? And obviously, Mickey, Burgess Meredith. There's nothing more manly than the rags-to-riches to rags story of Rocky. Watch Sylvester Stallone dig for his manhood, punch a side of beef, and scream Adrian as he struggles to be a man. And I put out a little thing on Etched in Stone, I believe it was last night, in Rocky II, when Mick and Rocky had to get speed, 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 and he's chicken chasing. Incredible, man. I'll tell you, Sylvester Stallone, they can say whatever they want about him, but when we talk about creation, son of a gun, man, winner. So, Sean, I know that was long, but there's a lot of good manly stuff, and obviously, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Rick. Good to be back with you and the Motivation and Muscle family.
Thank you, sir. And obviously, you are in that family. And I know I said this to you offline, but I'm going to say it on the show. The last show we did about eating really struck some chords in people here, and I couldn't be happier. The show really went head over heels, and it was the best show you and I have done to date. And it's pretty amazing, with all the information out there, how you condensed it down and people really, really, as they say, ate it and swallowed it. And thank you. I mean, congratulations. Excellent job, my friend.
Well, thank you. I'm glad people could, you know, found it useful. And there's more to come. We just touched on a small part of it. I got a lot more for people.
We love it. We love it. Go ahead.
If people enjoy it and you know, they want to get a hold of me, you have my permission to give them the means to contact me.
Okay. Very good. All right. Now, here we go. More manliness. The 13 Habits of Self-Made Millionaires. Now, I'm going to give it right to Sean, obviously, but Sean's going to tell you how this equates with strength, which I read that when he sent me the note yesterday, and I was like, son of a gun. We do know more than people think. So take it away, my friend.
Sure. You know, kind of a little departure today from the nutrition science or muscle physiology stuff that we're accustomed to. But you know what? This is still along those lines because it's behavioral science. It's neuroscience. It's changing and establishing habits, good habits. And I came across an article. It was just called The 13 Habits of Self-Made Millionaires. And it was authored by a fellow who had spent roughly 5 years talking to, interviewing about 180 people who were self-made millionaires. Now, these are not people who inherited their wealth, or these were not people that, you know, won the lottery or something like that. They're people who basically went from, many of them, from little or nothing, even poverty background, to having that seven-figure status. And I was reading it, and it occurred to me, you know what? This is a financial article, but everything here applies to strength training. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. And I'll just go through some of these point by point, and we can spend a little time addressing those.
Sure.
The first habit that the author lists is that these self-made millionaires read consistently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your website is a treasure trove of good reading.
Thank you.
There's a lot of good books out there that have been around a long time that don't get the credit that they should. Mm-hmm. And strength trainers, you know, people got the idea, and it's wrong, that, oh, you strength guys, you're a bunch of meatheads.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? And you come from an IT background. I mean, my goodness, you know.
Yep.
And I, you know, I did my time in graduate school like a lot of other people, and you know, we know more than just picking up heavy things and setting them down.
Yep.
And by reading, we're exercising our mind. It's not just about exercising our body. We have to exercise our mind, and it's an anti-aging thing, really. So, you know, there's a lot of good books out there. Eric, you've probably got, you know, you've got some favorites. I like books like The Keys to Progress.
Oh, yeah.
Column. And Brawn by Stuart McRobert.
Yep.
I mean, those are old school books, and certainly Iron Man.
Yep.
While Perry Rader still owned it from the early 80s and back. Just wonderful opportunities for people to learn about training.
You know something, not to interrupt you, Sean, but I'll tell you one of my favorite books that coincide and go with everything, because I'm looking at some of my library to my left. Think and Grow Rich is probably my favorite book ever, and I'll tell you why quickly. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if I can say it's my favorite. It's in – there. At number one, there's just multiple books for my personality at the time. But Frank Klein, I talk about here, who was by far the greatest college professor I ever had for business. Coach at the time for many years, and he's never not a coach to me, for semi-pro football teams here. He wanted me to come out for some of them, and I was like, I'm not a football player. I'm a weightlifter now. Back in the day, yeah. But Think and Grow Rich, I think, is still – if there's ever a book to look at for the very beginning of everything, anything with, you know, that, anything with Earl Nightingale, obviously, and I'm a big connoisseur of audio, and I think it all goes with what we do, but I totally agree with you. Hard Gainer, Perry Rader's Iron Man, Anthony DiTillo. I've been putting pictures out of DiTillo, who wrote extensively for Perry. I think he had two or three books. I think it was two books, and obviously he resurrected back in the 90s in Milo magazine, that is Randall Strassen's magazine. And obviously, unfortunately, we lost Tony. He passed away.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, and I'll get right back to you. You know, I'm looking at stuff to my right, and I probably should have read something out of it today. Oh, here we go. I've got one of DiTillo's books right in to the right of my arm, The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power. I'm looking at right now. My mom's been doing, I think, like I've been saying, the last couple weeks, a lot of cleaning, a lot of pictures, giving pictures to different siblings in my family. And I don't know how this ended up, because my father's been has left us physically for a number of years now. But my father was born over in Boston, big New Englander, obviously Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots. That was always the split in my family, because half were New York, the other half were Boston. And she found a book, and I mean, it's got to be real old. It was 95 cents. Lombardi, Winning is the Only Thing, and was edited by Jerry Kramer. And every chapter in here is written by former players of his, you know, whether they were traded or retired. And one of the best excerpts in the beginning here was by Frank Gifford. And they said that when they saw the movie Patton, and Patton believed in reincarnation, they were asking themselves, was Vince Lombardi possibly Patton reincarnated? Very interesting stuff. But go ahead. I don't want to slow it up. But the stuff you talked about is just phenomenal writings. One in a millions to me. You know, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll throw in DiTillo's Development of Physical Strength.
There you go.
Talk about some power rack gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there it is. There it is. But anyway, yeah, these it's a consistent habit of these self-made millionaires to devote 30 minutes or more each day to this self-improvement, this self-education.
Yep.
I think that's a good habit to get into.
Yep.
Another habit of these folks is they exercise. Well, we've got that one covered.
Yep.
But the thing is, when I read that, okay, it's aerobic exercise. You know, they haven't discovered the wonders of strength training yet, because obviously hard strength training,
yeah,
you're not only getting a muscular workout, you're getting a cardiovascular workout as well.
Yep.
And in exercise, when I saw that too, I'm a little reluctant to use that term. I much prefer strength training, because exercise means I'm just going to do something.
Yep.
I'm going to get out and move. Okay, well, that's great. That's better than sitting in the chair. But exercise kind of implies that you really don't have a plan.
Right.
And you and I both know that if you're going to be successful, if you're going to make gains in strength training, you need to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Another point that these self-made millionaires do, a habit of theirs, is they hang out with other successful people.
There you go.
Okay. Now that kind of goes back to your Napoleon Hill reference there.
Yep.
And, for us, for strength trainers, hang out with other strength trainers, especially ones that know what they're doing. You know, ones that have been around the block a time or two, ones that'll give you pointers, you know, and make you a better person.
Correct.
And I think it's easy for us to train maybe with others that are not where we are, that maybe are not as strong as us. But really, does that push you? I think
no.
You need to train with people that are stronger. And you've told the story before, Eric, and in your younger days where you went to, I think it was a YMCA.
And got beat up all the time.
Yeah. And hung out with guys that were more experienced, but ultimately they helped you out.
Yeah, they did. Yep. And you know something too, Sean? It was just my wise mouth that got me in trouble. But you know something? I think they didn't really physically beat the crap out of me, but they would push you around and stuff because that. And you know what the whole thing was? It was just a whole back and forth of the younger lion with the older lion. But these guys were serious. These were the guys, and you don't see it much anymore. These were guys where it was normal to go through your neighborhood and meet up a half a dozen guys that were big. Big. They might not have been, you know, at the top echelon, but you know something? There's a guy locally here that was a pretty strong bodybuilder. So, and he'd been an Ironman. He was quite a poser. I mean, he was a big dude, heavyweight. I'm not giving his name because I don't think too highly of him, but that's another thing. I remember one night we were out and he messed around with a guy that, I know, I would say this guy probably in his heyday was at least 240, 245. He was ripped to shreds, too. He met up with about a 175-pound boxer. I watched him get his ass kicked. Oh. All right? That's the thing. Never take anyone lightly. But the greatest thing is strength comes in all types of sizes, all types of endurance, all types of mental tenacity. You name it, it's there. I mean, and the thing is, it's a very interesting thing, strength, because, you know, people will discount us like as meatheads, as you said. You know what it is? It's like everything I believe today, especially when you're talking news, they look for the lowest common denominator. And if you can find somebody that throws some stuff around that sounds like they've got a fifth grade education, that couldn't sit there and speak to you eloquently or even pose an answer for your insult, that's why we are where we are. And that's why I believe physical culture has suffered immensely. You know, when you said you don't even like the word exercise, I'll take it another step further. I hate the word fitness. Fitness to me is a joke. And not only that, it's in ashes right now. And people said, I don't remember who I spoke to on one of the shows. What do you mean ashes? I mean, it went on fire and it burned up. When you burn stuff down, it leaves ashes. There is no fitness anymore. Fitness is for the lazy. That's what it is. It's for the ones that said, well, it's like we've got some places here and you probably got some where you are. One in particular, it's pretty much just treadmills or whatever you want machine-wise with TV. And they have a nice little sign for everybody. We don't judge. Well, I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't judge yourself every day, you might as well put a fork right in your eye. You're done. All right, go ahead. Take it, my friend.
There's nothing to push you at that point.
No.
There's nothing to strive for at that point. And I agree with you that I don't like the term fitness either. Fitness, I call it fadness, because it's people jumping from fad to fad without sticking to something, without having a goal, without having something to strive towards constantly. Another habit of these folks is they pursue their own goals, and that fits right into what we're just talking about.
Yep.
You've got to have a plan. You've got to have goals. Otherwise, you're just out there flailing around. Progressive strength training.
Yep.
And you offer products towards those ends.
Yep.
You know, we both helped people through that kind of thing. But you've got to set, you got to have goals, and you've got to set them. And it doesn't mean that, okay, well, my goal is a 600-pound deadlift, you say. Well, that's fine. But for somebody who's smaller, somebody who is just starting out, that's probably not a practical goal.
Right.
But still, establish a goal and it make it worthy of you. Don't care about what anybody else thinks.
Right.
Just what you're going to do. Because I'll tell you what, you know, you talked about the 175-pound boxer.
Yep.
Well, if I see someone who is you know, very slim, maybe doesn't have a lot of muscle in their frame, but yet they're in there, they're working, and they get to a body weight squat. I mean, that's great for them. And I'm going to congratulate them every day because they've met a goal. Okay, great. Let's set another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another habit of these folks is they get up early. Well, I think there's a lot to be said for that. Some people say, I'm not a morning person. Fine. But is that an excuse to lay in bed till noon?
Right.
No, I understand if you do shift work. If you work the overnight, your morning is different from everybody else's. But my point is, you got to get up and you got to get moving. You got to accomplish something in your day. Otherwise, you don't have control of your life. You know, you're letting other people, other things control you.
Yep.
You get up. You be the early bird. You spend some time in the morning doing something productive that's going to set you on the right course for the day.
Yep.
Another habit of these folks is they have multiple sources of income, okay,
yep.
Multiple streams of income, we would say. How does that relate to strength training? We have multiple modalities of training.
Mm-hmm.
Odd objects, okay, we use stones, we use barbells, we use dumbbells, okay, we have body weight. We have multiple modes of training because that's going to make you more resilient. It's going to be more successful as a strength trainer. What do you think about that, Eric?
I think it's dynamite. I'll tell you what else. It makes you very resistant to weakness. And by that, I mean there's two forms of it. bodily and what's either going on in your head or what someone is talking about. Now, you just made reference to that. I think success, especially in my case, and I'll tell everybody, I mean, we are going through stuff that I've never even envisioned. Lots of good, none of it's bad. It all needs to have solutions and be taken care of. But I'll tell you this right now. I can relate to a couple things here. My plan, and it's always been from day one, is to make FBC and M&M both multi-million dollar companies. I've had people say to me, it never happened, you'll be lucky if you make it, blah, 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 blah. Well, we are at a point now where we have to pull out everything we've ever done, everything. Does that mean I might have to go back and do some other things to support it? Yeah, but you know what? I can tell you firsthand, I would be very surprised if I'd even last in something outside of here. But I will do whatever I got to do. But I'm not going to let it slow the progress of anything here. Yeah, we might not be as visible as we were, but we aren't even going to tackle that. To me, we got 31 days to make the biggest amount of history, probably, at least right now, in FBC and M&M. Now, here's the thing, everybody. My history is going to make your history, and I'll tell you why. Because, as Sean said, multiple streams of income. That's number one here. Sean and I might, down the road, we'll talk a little bit about some stuff I am going to do with him in the future with multiple streams. But that's for another show down the road. But I'll tell you this. I'm going to give information out to people that I've never seen out. And I'm going to even tell you right down to the period on the line or whomever you're signing with or whomever has been told by someone that you respect that they're the greatest and they don't come through for you and they take your money and you get screwed to the wall. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag totally. And I've had multiple people ask me, how would you set up a podcast? Well, you're going to see a big course on how to build a podcast right from the very beginning of nothing. All right? So when we talk about habits of millionaires, of self-made people, I want to make this very clear to everybody. I think being an entrepreneur is the best thing I ever did. I don't care what it is, because if you fall on the sword, you fall on your own sword. You don't work for peanuts for somebody where basically if they get the chance, they're going to kick you in the balls every day of your life, demean you if they can, anything to keep you on board, because they're going to, you know, you're going to think to yourself, well, what else am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you what, entrepreneurship is where it's at. The freedom, and I'm going to show every one of you what it is, and I hope, well, I don't even hope. You know what I would request? At least 100 of you in the next 3 years decide to go your own way and do your thing. Because if you don't want to do that, you're going to live, and that's the majority of people. How many people you hear say, oh, I can't believe it's Monday. Thank God it's hump day. Thank God it's Friday. What the fuck are you doing anything for then? Excuse my French. But here's the deal. If you're not happy with something, and I've heard from people before, well, you know, you can do it. You're lucky you saved a lot of money. You know, you're not married. You don't have kids. You want me to tell you, everybody? If I was married and had kids, I'd still do it. If I would not marry a woman that did not support me and I didn't support her no matter what, that's the idea of things, man. You become an army. That's what we are here. Motivation Muscle is an army, man, and the revolution grows. Go ahead, my friend.
Exactly. Well said. Another habit of these self-made millionaires and successful strength trainers is they find and check in with a mentor.
Yep.
Think about, gee, I look back, I wish I would have had a mentor starting out strength training. I went through all the classic mistakes. I believed the muscle magazines, and yep. It wasn't Iron Man. It was, well, I'm not going to name names, but you can figure out which ones were big. And, you know, years later, I got to understand that because I became acquainted with someone who worked as an editor for a very large muscle magazine. And he told me about ghostwriting articles.
Exactly.
That he would write them, and these guys, these champions, would get paid to put their name on.
Yep.
He revealed the truth about some photo shoots. He'd say, these guys, you know, of course, these photo shoots are done when they're in top contest condition.
Yep.
They're not like that year round. And he said some of the photo shoots are fake. He talked about they had plates that looked like real iron plates, but they weren't. They were made of aluminum, and they were colored. And so it looked like, you know, Joel Champion was lifting all this weight, and he wasn't.
Right.
It was complete smoke and mirrors. And, you know, had I had a mentor to guide me through that maze and say, hey, you know, old school might be old school, but it works. It's been around for 100 years or more because it really works. It wouldn't last if it didn't.
Yep.
And mentors can be a good positive influence. You know, they're going to share with you the lessons that they learned.
Yep.
And that's a school of hard knocks. That's a school of experience.
Yep.
And by keeping you on the right track and keeping you motivated and helping you avoid these pitfalls, I mean, that's worth a lot.
Hey, Sean, I'll tell you this, all right? And I'm going to toot our horn here because, I mean, between you and everybody on here, you talk about fine individuals, men and women. And I know that we're all fighting for the same thing, and we've got a platform here that's better than the. I'll tell you what, I was told by a person, I was sent a note, that they said, which this was the highest compliment among many, that Motivation Muscle was the Perry Rader Iron Man of radio. Now, think about those shoes to fill, okay?
Wow.
Now, this to me is the ultimate compliment, but not only that, we have a duty here and the honor of presenting a product here, in my opinion, that's like no others. Now, I've been told about this podcast and this guy and this one and this is that and all that. And you know what I say to people now? You're more than welcome to go listen to them. I know you do, and I have no problem with it whatsoever. But I'm not looking to be like anybody else. I'm me. What you hear on Motivation Muscle is my personality, my beliefs, the crazy things I do out in the back that people would say, but it's not crazy. When we talk about self-made, everything out there is self-made. Hey, I've had maybe one mentor that I really looked up to, my friend Craig, who was quite a bit older. He was another Y guy. We used to go down to his house and lift some big heavy weights. He really knew what he was doing, and at one time, he, for a guy that was about 5'6", 220, he looked like a battering ram, all right? But after that, you train with other people, and then eventually that dissolved, and I was on my own. And I'll tell you something quick, Sean, because you'll appreciate this. I couldn't resist. A few hours before you were to come on, I like doing single shows at times, and they do very, very well because I've had requests, why don't you do them anymore? So I did a show on obsession, but obsession also went into clearing obstacles, focusing on the end result, and obviously that creates success. And I got into that pretty heavy duty. I think it was about a 17-minute show, and I talked about obsession. And I talked about something that happened to me the other day. And there's two things going on right now. Everybody knows my obsession to go away back to Iceland, Scotland, and Wales with Martin Janzik and whoever joins the party. And Martin is a person I very, very highly respect in the world of strength, especially when you see the weights or the stones this gentleman lifts. And for anybody that doesn't know, he's over in Scotland. And I want to show how this all equates, this strength with the self-made millionaire. He told me, and I take a lot of things to heart with him because I respect him so much. And he could be joined with me, but I don't think so. One of the first things, and he does this all the time, is he'll take a 500-pound tire and flip it for 500 reps. It'll probably take him an hour or more. The guy's out in the middle of a field in Scotland with the car headlights on at night so he can see, and half the time he gets back and the battery's dead. Number one. I mean, I can not only understand it, I can envy that like you wouldn't believe. Number two, he says to me 2 weeks ago when we did our last show, you know, Eric, if you can lift, clean lift and press a 200-pound sandbag, you'll be able to lift any stone in the world. You know, that's like somebody coming up and hitting me in the head with a ball peen hammer and liking it. And I'm like, really? So when you walk into Martin's house, there's a little foyer there, and there's this huge sandbag. It's all taped up and everything. It's brutal looking. Weighs 120 kilos, man. For anybody that doesn't know, that's 264 pounds. This guy shoulders a thing like it's nothing, all right? So I'm screwing around with this now. So last weekend, I hit 114 overhead. We're going to be putting small plates in it for a while until I can really get going. But I've got a whole formula how to take it out and blow this thing up. Well, this has turned into now almost every day going out to build the mental tenacity and the central nervous system. And we're doing a big Anthony DiTillo adaptation thing here, which wait till you see what I'm going to tell you about this. But this all consists of 7 to 10 minutes on a timer with York short bar warm-up. That would be press, pull, and curl. Okay, so shoulder. So it would be first, it would be a barbell curl, empty bar, 25 pounds, 24 pounds, press overhead, and then a bent row. And we do a minimum of 5 rounds, a minimum of 10 reps. It could be 10 to 100 for all I know where we're going. Well, now you're blown up like a balloon. So I have my pullover bench outside. I take a 25-pound curling bar. I do one set of 30 minimum. Now your lats feel like you could fly away. And what's sitting right in front of me? A 50, 54, 68, 77, and a 92-pound sandbag. And I rip these things off the ground so fast and press them, it looks like one motion almost now. Now, before you shake your head and say that's nothing, that's not the point, because we're going to keep extending it. That 92 will end up being a 97 before you know it. And before you know it, those off days that I'm using to build the central nervous system and being able to take more and more on without burning myself out, watch what's going to happen. That 200 will go overhead. Now, quickly, the other day when I was working out, and I was doing pulls with a Hoosa steel stone about mid-shin out of the rack. The last set, I ripped the 350-pounder out like a toy. And in between, from set to set, I was going out and pressing sandbags. And to even make more misery to myself, I took my 240-pound Atlas stone and I pushed it or reversed pulled it 40 feet down, 40 feet back. I was 5 rounds like that. It was hot and humid like it is here today. It was just brutal, but beautiful sun, and I didn't care. I was doing this. I got back. I did the last set, and I just like fell over the top of the Atlas stone where my head was almost, my chin was almost on the driveway. And there was dirt all over my face and chalk and all over me, and the sweat was running, pouring down my face, out of my eyes. And I sat there and I was talking out loud saying, you talk about living. You talk about dirt and strife and chalk and pain and tears and joy and all that. I looked like a capsule that if you dug up, that's where you would have found me laying over that Atlas draped over it. And I'm here to tell everybody, the ideas you get, unless you feel it's going to be something detrimental, run with it. I had no idea that that workout was going to end up like that. And I got to tell you, that was one of the most stimulating things I've ever done out in that backyard. And there's been a lot bigger things I've moved and lifted than that. But do you see going from one to one to one? From those off days, I'm building more and more and more adaptability. And I can't wait to see where we are in July, because obviously May 1st is Monday. So, you know, when you talk about multiple streams of income, how about multiple streams of strength? That's multiple streams, mm-hmm. ladies and gents. Go ahead. I mean, I know I went on, but I wanted to talk that Atlas stone added with those five rounds, from the steel stone to the sandbags to the 40 feet with that. Let me tell you something, Sean. If that didn't open your eyes and your mind, you got to be cemented shut. I'm telling you right now, because not only are you building everything, but just think of the muscularity. Let's just concentrate. We'll talk about the outside of you. The muscularity alone you're building and the hand strength. You know, when we talk about what's the major weakness usually on a stone lifter, if you're all up to par, and you never are. You're never as great as you want to be. Your fingers. If your fingers are no good, not built, you're not lifting anything, all right? So do you see just these little things without even concentrating on adding this stuff? My innate intelligence is just leading me more and more. What I've been doing lately a lot, I've been reading, I believe it was 1992, Paul Anderson was on the first cover of Milo. I've been reading every Milo day after day over again from the very beginning. Why? Because not only am I smarter as a lifter and a man, but I'm sure there was a million things I missed when I read that stuff the first, second, or third time. Don't be afraid to go over it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go that long.
No. I think that blends in well with the next habit, which is these self-made millionaires or successful strength trainers. They're positive.
Yep.
And, you know, listening to you talk about this, you have a very positive mental outlook. You know, most people look at what we do and say, why would you do that? You're in pain. You're in discomfort. Wouldn't it be easier to do something else? Well, sure it would be. But since we have a positive outlook, we know that it's going to lead to good things for us. You know, we can hit our next goal. Really, when you're training your body, you're training the mind. Think of all, if you have physical toughness, you're very likely going to have mental toughness.
Yep.
And that's going to get you through a lot in life. We know the challenges are going to come. And my lovely, gracious wife just was given her notice. She's been in the same position for 20 years, and now her job is being outsourced overseas.
Nice.
And works for this very large, well, you know the name of the company if I said it.
Okay, yep.
And,
yep.
And 200, nearly 200 people in this area that work for them are being sent packing because their jobs are going overseas.
Sorry to hear that.
She was really, you know, really down on herself. It was nothing she'd done. But I said, hey, you got to be positive about this, and here's why. And we talked about it. She put her resume out on a website, and within a week, she'd had five people saying, we want to interview her. You know, we want to interview you. And after each interview, they either wanted her or wanted a second interview.
Yeah, yep.
So she's got something lined up already. And I said, see what I mean? You got to be positive. You got to think of good things. And there's a couple of books, and maybe you've read them or maybe you've heard of them, that are just wonderful to help train us become. It's a book called As a Man Thinketh, and it was written by an English gentleman named James Allen, and this is back in the early 1900s, but it's been around since then for a reason. It's just a small book. In fact, you can even get the audiobook of it for free on YouTube.
Okay.
But As a Man Thinketh is really good at training us to think positively. And probably the king of this is a book called The Power of Positive Thinking.
Yep.
Written by Peale.
Yep. Norman Vincent Peale.
Norman Vincent Peale. It was written back in the 1950s, I think like 52 or 53, something like that. And it's still around.
Yes.
And for reasons.
Yep.
And those kinds of things, I think if you start out your day with, you know, some positive affirmations, I'm going to do this, I will do this, even if those things don't happen that day, you're programming yourself. And there's a lot of people saying, oh, come on, you know, that's just baloney. No, there's a lot of science behind this. There really is, behavior modification and that kind of thing. Because let's face it, if you approach a bar and it's got a hell of a weight, say you're going to do a squat, and you got a weight that could injure you or staple you to the floor, are you going to walk up to that timidly? Well, maybe. Are you going to? I'm going to rip this thing off of here. I'm going to go deep, and I am going to shoot right out of the hole. Okay, where do you think you're going to succeed?
You're going to succeed, and not only that, Sean. I'll tell you a couple things I do. I listen to audio like crazy because of the extent of work.
Yeah.
If I can read things, I'll read excerpts or I'll go, you know, I'm a funny guy. I skip all over the place on chapters. Most people are like, how do you ever know what you're reading? I don't probably half the time, but what I do is if I see a name or I see a heading on a chapter and I know I've got, say, 15 minutes to read that chapter, I'm going after that. That's just the way I operate now, but I'm very big on audio. I could listen to anything. It doesn't matter who it is. I got some favorites I like. 15 minutes before I fall asleep, in bed, comfortable, dark and room. 15 minutes the minute I wake up in the morning. And during the day, too, if I feel the need, because some days you might feel some crushing on your brain, and you're like, you got to get up, and you either go out and wash your car or play with something or throw something in your ears for 15, 20 minutes, and I'm telling you right now. Another technique I use, which works very well, is when you feel or you've gotten some bad news or something's crashing down on you, I start at the number 18 and count to zero. You'd be surprised how much that will diffuse you. See, everybody, what you need to do. Now, you found out with Sean's wife, but obviously she's putting things out in the atmosphere that's coming back to her. And I'll be honest with you. They're looking, I know where I am. You're seeing more and more ads for help, whether it's driving, you might be in a warehouse, it might be UPS, any of that stuff. Now, that's up to you what you want to do. But what I'm saying here is there are opportunities, but there's nothing like making your own opportunity. And when you can go and be called and recruited by a half a dozen different people, that's telling me you're putting stuff out there where it's coming back in a positive fashion. Because if all you're doing is playing victim, or I knew it would never work, or, you know, and you know something? It's the same with the business. I could say right now, well, I've given my all. You know, I can't do anymore. Horseshit, man. I haven't given my all. Maybe if people have witnessed me, got to be thinking, you know, I've had people say to me, I can't believe you're on this, that all the time. You got this out. I said, well, you know, hard work is definitely a necessity to get anything done. I'm not going to deny that. But what's going to really matter, okay? Seriously, what's going to really matter is you have to have a plan. And most of all, more than anything, you have to have passion. As I'm telling you right now, how many people go into things and they're very short-lived? Well, that's because they didn't have the passion for it, obviously. It was just kind of an idea. Maybe it was something that was trendy. It's like these jackasses that are paying $425 for jeans where somebody puts dirt on them. Who the hell would do that? All right? This is all the pretend play we've got here. You know, this is why when I talk about etched in stone in the winner's circle, get outside. We'll build you some sandbags, any size you need. Okay? Any size. And I'm telling you right now, you can become so relevant before you know it, fat's peeling off you. Suddenly you find out that your manhood's down below. Thirdly, you're going to find out too, hey, I do have a brain. I do want to lift like that, like Eric's dad always says during the show. I'm telling you right now, the small steps, like I said, will lead you anywhere you want to go. But you're not going to get it done in 90 days. And with anything that you've been out of or just starting, you're talking physical culture, lifetime. Imprint lifetime on your brain, and I guarantee you the things that you love or have. Go ahead, Sean. Take it.
Yeah, lifetime. There it is. And let me offer people a bit of advice I give people when they feel like, I want to quit the strength training thing. I don't want to stick with it. And your number one determinant of success is sticking with it. I don't care if you're on a fat loss diet, whatever it is, sticking with it is the number one determinant of success. And I want people to think, speaking of being positive, think of it this way. Don't think I have to train today.
Right.
Think I get to train today. I get to train. And it might not sound like much to you, but if you repeat that over and over every day, I get to train today, I have seen people completely turn around, become renewed, refreshed, new enthusiasm for strength training. Let's get out there and do this thing. Get to train today. If that isn't positive, I don't know what is. Because you think of people. I got a good friend who lost his life to MS.
Yep.
And at first they thought it was a type of dystrophy, and later they re-diagnosed it as MS.
Yep.
He got to the point where, you know, we couldn't practice martial arts, you know, anymore because he couldn't do it. He couldn't strength train anymore. Okay.
Yep.
What he would have given to be able to do that again.
Yeah.
So I get to train. It's a privilege. It's a good thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Another habit of these self-made millionaires and successful strength trainers is they don't follow the herd. Oh boy.
Yeah.
We were talking about the value, the intrinsic value of old school training, of the old school methods. People today look at that, that's old, that's outdated. I want new, I want flashy, I want something shiny. You know, there's a reason that old gold is still around, because it works. You know,
that's right.
Don't follow that smoke and mirrors, the muscle magazine herd. And you mentioned podcasts, Eric. There's a lot of them out there. Most of them don't last. They're a flash in the pan. But just like those muscle magazines are visual smoke and mirrors, there's a lot of podcasts that are audio smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
Don't follow the herd. Set your own way. Let's face it. If you're serious about strength training, you kind of already have done that. You're kind of already setting your own way. Because, you know, we have people that look down on what we do, and hey, you know what? Motivation and muscle will be, we won't be the new herd, we'll be the new pinnacle, all right?
Yeah.
So just strive, don't follow the herd. This one made me laugh, this habit. They have good etiquette. Okay. Now, when it comes to strength training, we've all been in gyms where it may have been the last thing that anyone would come to mind for anyone who was in that gym. But, you know, there's a lot of good things to be said about that. You know, we train our kids to say please and thank you. We train them to be grateful and gracious. You can get a long way. You know, just because you're strong, whether it doesn't matter what your body size is, but if you're strong, you're physically strong, that doesn't mean you have to be a jackass.
Exactly.
The two don't have to go hand in hand. Be nice to other people. Eric, you're always saying give somebody a smile because maybe that's all they get today.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot to be said for that. And talk about ambassadors. Are we going to be good ambassadors for strength training? You know, who's going to want to take that up if you act like a jerk?
Right.
Be nice to people. Well, you know, I'm not going to take any crap off of that person, and I can pound that person. Well, good. That doesn't mean you have to be nasty to them.
Exactly.
You might find that they have something that you can learn from them.
Yeah. Yep.
They might have something to teach you, and so you can't judge a book by its cover. You know. So.
Hey, that's Sean. That's why I always say, you know, we don't care if you lift a 100-pound stone or a 550-pound stone, because see, everybody's got trials and tribulations they go through, and the ones, as they love to say, that are not genetically gifted. I got news for you. If you want to really get down to it, the majority of people are average with everything, okay? But because you're average doesn't mean you can't become super better. And I that's why I never discount anybody, because I've said this a million times. I've watched many athletes, been involved in many things, and I'll tell you right now, you might have some athletes that are just sterling on the field, but they lack the biggest thing of all, is leadership. Then you'll have the guy out there that is good, but is not going to ever play Division I football, all right? But on the field, they are the field general. They lead these stars. They invoke respect. And when they talk, everybody's standing there and listening. I'd rather have 500 of them than one big star any day of the week, okay? And that's the way life is. And we know one thing. We've seen it many times. I've seen it even in my career. There's a lot of very good ones out there. But when things happen to them, a lot of times they can't rise to the occasion and they just kind of disappear. It's the ones that have been in the gym, did the work, didn't come real easy to them, did the research, asked the questions, went out and did whatever they needed to do as a team and won. And let me tell you, winning is contagious, and it puts a taste in your mouth that's better than the taste of honey off a spoon, believe me. And when you can get to that point in your life, you know, that brings up that book of Lombardi's my father had. Mm-hmm. Anybody that played for Vince Lombardi was a champion in business. Every one of them that had a business was a leader in business. Well, what does that tell you? That tells you the cause and effect when we talk about mentors, when we talk about – these men loved him. They absolutely adored him. At times, I'm sure, like they said, they hated him. They wanted to kill him. But Lombardi was a brash Italian, like a lot of Italians. And I can say that because I'm Italian. So I hope anybody with thin skin don't get upset. You know, my dad was a lot like him in a lot of ways. My father was tough, man. He grew up very tough. My grandfather was one of 12. He pretty much being, I believe he was the oldest, and they lost his father early. He had to go to work real early, so he prospered very well. But here's a guy that came from a tenement apartment with 11 other siblings and his mother and really had to pull his weight big time. But what I'm trying to say here is this. A lot of these people, and I think a lot now, you know, nobody wants anybody that's tough for telling you you can't do the job or you need to improve here. You know, everybody's got the thin skin, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'd rather have somebody like a Vince Lombardi or my father or anybody like that, and they're on your ass big time. I've had many people like that. But they really give a damn about you. And you know something? Not everybody's going to always be tactful with you. Not everybody's going to worry about your feelings. Not everybody is just there to kiss your ass, all right? But what they're there for is to teach discipline, winning, loyalty. And these are factors that I live by. That's what M&M lives by. That's what FBC lives by and anything we do here. Because my feeling is my father to this day, I believe he was the toughest guy I've ever met in my life. And I'll tell you why. My father didn't screw around, man. He could toss you a look and you would be like, uh-oh, all right? And I always figured with it, no matter what happens, if my father couldn't break me, and he came close, believe me, nothing will ever break me. And I thank my father. I wish my father was here physically to be here right now, especially with the business, because as they say in The Godfather, he would be the consigliere. I trusted my father with everything. Might not always come out the way I liked it, but I know what he meant, and I knew it was from the heart. I will tell you this. If it wasn't for him, I would have been broken 2 years ago with this, without a doubt. If it wasn't for Jimmy, and I got that picture, I'm looking at him right now, I'd be broken in half right now. Because no matter how tough I was, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today. Of course, the weightlifting and everything else goes hand in hand with everything. But you got to look where the root of everything came from. And my mom and everything, I can't say anything about any of my grandmother. But the root of the whole thing was the influence of Jimmy and my father. Because like Lombardi, I hated my father at times too. I didn't understand him at times too. But I understand him now. And I would love one more time to be able to shake hands with him, tell him I loved him, and have a beer with him, and talk business. If there's anything I could make happen right now and snap my fingers, I'd have him right next to me here. Because the pride he'd have in everything here and everything we're doing would be incredible. And I would love to hear him say to me, son, I'm proud of you. Go ahead, Sean, take it.
Very nice. Yeah. Another habit, and this one, I think anybody that listens to this podcast can relate to this. These self-made millionaires help others succeed.
Yep.
And this is, to me, what when I first discovered Motivation and Muscle back in one of your very first podcasts, podcast 20-something.
Yep.
To me, it was clear you had that one thing in mind. You wanted to help others experience the joys, the benefits of strength training,
yep.
And you're willing to help others. And, you know, whether you believe in karma or not, what goes around comes around. And, you know, helping other people, it's good for your soul. It's good for the world in general. And you see this in spades in strength trainers. Successful people, strong people, oftentimes they're not out there for the glory. They just want to help others.
Yep.
And I think you see this personified when you enter a meet. You know, even if it's a local powerlifting meet or something, you go out there, your first one, you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? I'm in this goofy singlet. All these people look like they know what they're doing. And it's amazing how people cheer you on, give you pointers. I mean, you could be directly competing against them, and they'll still help you out.
Yep.
The strength community is some of the best, most giving people you'll ever meet. And I think they've got this helping others succeed down pat.
Definitely. Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, if you can't help others, you're in the wrong business here. You know, you want to see people succeed. That's the way life is. And the ones that don't, and the ones that don't really care, they're going to disappear in time anyways. And you know what? Somebody like that isn't going to be able to help you out, whether they would pretend they wanted to or not. It's just not there. It's pretty sad to go through life. Like we used to say that in the IT world. There's so many people that were so frightened of their job or showing somebody something they knew that it just made them look even worse than what they truly were. And they were always like walking around, you know, like it was like a person you see that, you know, they're not very good. They're always looking over their shoulder. Me, on the other hand, I could care less, because you know what? You know, just with what happened with your wife. If they want you out, you're gone, man. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday, a week ago. People, understand me when I say it. I've been through this mess twice. When they want you out, you could have held the place up when the place was on fire burning down. Guess what? Goodbye. And you know what? If you're lucky, maybe you'll get a severance. Maybe you'll be able to collect all your whatever you've had there, put it in a box, and get the hell out of there. Because most of the time now, they'll just put shit together and throw it right at the door at you. This is what it is. So when you have the opportunity, when you have the ability to offer solutions, when you have the ability to help others, just like Sean said, whatever you believe in, it is going to come back to you. And it's not always right away. So
yes.
Don't let that stop you from doing it, all right? You know what we do? Remember what we just said about books and things? You know, Think and Grow Rich, all these great old excerpts where, you know, what you put out there, you get. There's more truth than that than you can ever imagine. And I would tell you to stick to your guns no matter what's happening. We had a couple opportunities for radio. It just wasn't the fit. It was something that I felt down the road would crush me. And the money wasn't really that high. And I felt I was going to jeopardize my future with the show with other people that we're going to draw into here. One thing, and I'll get right back to Sean. Anything you do, anything, think a little bit ahead of what you're doing and say to yourself, will this enhance what I'm doing down the road? Ask yourself why before you say yes or sign on the dotted line. I'm going to tell you right now, as my dad said, never ruin your reputation, meaning your name. Once your name is ruined, folks, you'll never fix it. I don't care who you are. Go ahead, Sean.
Absolutely. And I used to tell my martial arts students a real simple mantra, and it goes like this. If you want to be successful, if you want to stay out of trouble, don't hang out with stupid people, don't go to stupid places, and don't do stupid things.
Yep.
Every regret, nearly every regret we have in life, probably, we violated one or more of those.
Yep.
So there you go. Another habit of these self-made millionaires or successful strength trainers, they dedicate 15 to 20 minutes a day to just thinking. Of the hundreds and hundreds of motivation and muscle podcasts, there are some absolute gems about visualization, about positive mental programming. I mean, folks, you got to take the time. Visualize. You know, you've got a goal. So see yourself doing it. See yourself reaching that goal. And it might sound hokey to you, but again, like we mentioned earlier, you've got to program yourself for success mentally.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Yeah, the last one here is they seek feedback. This is so crucial when it comes to strength training. You're dealing, you know, eventually you're going to get so strong you can hurt yourself.
Yep.
And seeking feedback, this is where you get a pair of knowledgeable eyes on you, looking for something that you might be doing wrong, something you could do better, maybe a movement.
Yep.
Feedback on, well, is this, you know, what am I doing wrong, or I'm not meeting my goal in the training, whatever. Feedback, yes, sometimes it costs you. But what is it going to cost you if you don't get there? You're going to be in the same spot day after day, week after week, year after year. But you make it year after year, you'll probably stop. You'll probably say goodbye to strength training, say goodbye to eating well. You get stuck and learn, I'm done, you know. You get feedback of somebody who knows what they're doing, and you know, not the flash in the pan. I'm talking about who themselves have sought and continue to seek feedback.
Absolutely, I'll tell you right now. I talked about eating last month, and now we're getting into the 13 halves, self-made millionaires, and how it coincides with the training, with the thought. You know, this stuff. I don't want to say it's. People make it hard, but it's also very complex because there's so many facets of strength training. You know, everybody thinks, oh, I'll throw some weights on the bar, some plates on, I'll just lift, I got it. You couldn't be further from the point, folks. And, you know, Sean just said, well, you quit. Well, the frustration and not the deliverance is going to make you quit quick, all right? You know, I'm going to find out this week or even this weekend, maybe tomorrow. I've got to find where we are, but I'm very close the last time to 700 downloads. If you had to, what do you think it would cost to have this type of material in digital form altogether or in a book or being taught this? Thousands and thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. And out there right now, this stuff so benefit, and it's something that can change your life. I know the feedback I get. I don't even read a third of what I get, whether it's a text, a phone call, or an email. All right? Because, number one, I won't do it without the person's permission. And number two, you know, most people say, well, you're patting yourself on the back. Damn straight I'm going to pat myself on the back. You know how hard I've worked all these years and to go out and do something? Because Sean hit it right. Most podcasts last 30 days. We're going to be 3 years in September, folks. 3 years. 3 years of M&M and FBC. And you know how many people told me, don't do it, it's a waste of time. See, that's what an entrepreneur does. That's what a millionaire on the way does. They listen to their gut, to their heart. I'm telling you right now, this is when you got to shut the noise off and listen to yourself. You're going to find out what you need to do. And this is the way you do it. And you know something? This is all success-driven. But more than anything, this is my passion, if you haven't figured it out yet. I love this stuff. I don't want to have to go back and give 4 hours to some jackass that could give a rat's ass about me. And the way I work and my aptitude, the guy will be like, holy God, I wish I had 100 of these guys. Nothing I do in the gym or out here, it all carries over to my life no matter what I do. You could ask me to mow a lawn and they'd be looking at me and saying, this guy's the most meticulous guy I've even seen with a power mower before. There's certain standards and certain ways you do things. It doesn't end just because I walk out of the garage. Now tomorrow, and I'll bring it right to Sean because I know we're getting near the end of the show, I'm going to be doing quite a bit of stuff because especially with stones, you want to get yourself down as low as you can. I'm going to be doing some very interesting front squatting in a couple different positions with an Apollon axle that I've never done. The idea isn't going to be to squat 500 pounds with it either in a front squat, but who knows where I'll get. But the idea is I'm going to set the muscle and everything up in a way I've never done. Why? Because I want to be able to get down and lap a stone better than I ever have. Why? Because it's very important to me. Why? Because I'm going to go over to Iceland, Scotland, and Wales, and I'm going to crush every goddamn thing in my path. Is that cocky? Yep. It's cocky. It's confident. But I'm going to put all the work in to do it no matter what happens, because there are going to be no excuses, and I'm not an excuse guy to begin with. But I want to go over and revel in this. I want to bring home chunks of stone in my skin. I'm not kidding you when I say that. I want to do this. I want to feel it. I want to see it. And I want to come back with not only film and podcasting and stories. These are the things that make us all grow and achieve and live. So when you think about being a self-made millionaire, you think about all the strength properties that go into it. We just gave you the best 13 that you'll ever get. Sean, anything you want to summarize here, be my guest. Give out any information you want. I'll give mine, and hang on the line if you would, please.
Sure. Certainly this article is about getting, becoming financially better off. But like I say, everything here applies to strength training as well. So, folks, you might have to listen to this several times to get everything. But even if you take one or two of these and incorporate them, make them habits. That's the important thing. You got to make them habits. Habits, good habits are purposeful. Bad habits just happen. Okay? But good habits are purposeful. Make habits. Incorporate them into your strength training. Incorporate them into your financial life if you want. But they will make a difference in your life. I know they will, because Eric and I have given you examples of how strength trainers are already using these. And now, Eric, you didn't say anything about this. You didn't ask me to do this. But I just want to say this. Folks, if you listen to Motivation and Muscle and you enjoy it, all these hundreds of podcasts, all this great information, please consider a donation. I mean, it just the cost of a fancy coffee, if everybody would just give that, man, oh man, you're going to guarantee this podcast is going to be around for many years to come, providing you with great information. I've learned so much from it. And that's one thing, when you become a teacher, you quickly find out what you don't know, not what you do know. And, this is a great education. And like you say, think of the untold dollars you'd have to spend to get this kind of education. You're getting it for free by listening to this podcast. So I'm just putting this out there, asking folks, please just find it in your hearts, even if it's $5, whatever. Just if you found something useful today in other shows that I've done with Eric and other shows that other people have done with Eric, please just consider a small donation. Give to keep it going, to help yourself, to help others.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Is there anything else you got to get out?
Next time, I guess we'll probably get back to the nutrition and the eating on a budget. And we've got some training on a budget shows to do, too, in the future. So just something for folks to look forward to.
No, that's dynamite, because I'll mention him, Frank Delventhal. He's on here. He's from Germany. He's a great guy. Been very generous to me in the show. Frank was the one who reached out, and he said he wanted to know how to get a hold of you. But we are going to, you'll have your Facebook set up shortly, and he'll be able to get a hold of you that way. And that's great, because I'm telling you right now, there's so many things that are just so overlooked, and that's what I love about doing this. We're just bringing a bevy of things out to everybody, and it's just absolutely incredible. And I thank you for that, definitely, Sean. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. It's a digital download. Go out and check out our Winner Circle 12 audios. And we go through everything that I like. And, man, there is so much more we're going to be putting out. I don't know where you can get that type of information for $299. I mean, 30 minutes minimum. We're going to introduce the 13th one, called The Stewards of Strength. Very interesting stuff. And then, obviously, if you really got some stuff you want to do, too, see, one flows into the other. They both go back and forth, etched in stone. This is the premier product. Obviously, it's 8 weeks. It's $11.99. But I'm telling you right now, a sandbag, among many things, will work miracles in you like you've never had before. But this is something that you got to fully believe in, take charge of your life, and as Steve Jack says, shoulder some responsibility. So I'd gladly appreciate if you'd go out and look at both of the products. We need to make a minimum of $2,500 in May. All right? So that's what we're going after. If we meet more than that, we will be more than happy with pledges. And I'm asking for it because while we're in that in-between phase where we are in the point of becoming very solvent, as Sean said, multiple streams of income, this is all part of it. And we are going to be here for a long, long time, believe me. I'm not going to let any of this stuff silence me or make us take a step or two back because, see, we don't take step or twos back. We just keep pushing, pushing, pushing forward. That's it. So help us out. Help yourself out. That's what life's about, solutions. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just go out and look at the shows I've done with Sean. This show will be up within 5 days. Absolutely incredible. The vault gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. And we are going to be doing something very soon. We're talking about that tonight. We're going to be doing a piece on Fiorello Barbell Company called Video Vault. And this is going to be pretty exciting stuff. So that's another thing coming. Obviously, I didn't go into, we are going to be doing the women's program for Etched in Stone Women. And we've got something big for the kids that will be done by the end of the summer, which I feel between that and we're going to make this go national, we're going to strike so hard. I swear to God, if you're not paying attention, you're going to get whiplash. It's going to be that big. So we'll keep going and going. Also, too, iTunes and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. We appreciate that. If there's a show you'd like Sean and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. If there's anything you'd like to ask Sean via email, send it to me, and I will make sure it goes to Sean, and he can decide where he wants to go from there. So, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Well, we're going to leave you with all the stuff. You heard Sean say some of it before. Someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle. Never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. The more you inspire, the more you make people grow, the more you grow, folks. Don't hold it to yourself because chances are it's already been done. My mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Obviously, too. If you're going to lift it, bend it, twist it, break it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. As the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, who's been on here, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that for the next 30 years, my friend. Frank Klein, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor, who we lost almost 3 years ago, he'd walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself no matter what kind of day you're having. Say it. Between that and counting down from 18, I've saved a lot of I saved a lot of days with myself. It works. It works. I'm telling you. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends because we're coming. We're not going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot right through it. Join the family. Join our revolution. Also, too, as the great Les Brown says, you'll have greatness in you. And that's one of the people we were talking about with the magic of audio or book. You should go read his life story. Very interesting, believe me. We believe in you and we got your back. And I don't know many people in today's day and age that would ever say anything like that. But we are extraordinary, not ordinary. Sean, what can I say? They just get better, better, and better. And I thank you for your support, encouragement, and all the things that you have done behind the scenes with me that as things start flowing bigger and bigger, I am not, with your permission, I am not going to be shy about saying, like you, like many, some of the things you have sent me, not only for my welfare and my future welfare, I greatly appreciate it. I'm not going to say any more on that, but you know my feeling on that and everything you've done for me. It is greatly appreciated, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Thanks, everybody. Lift the world.
You got it. So, we'll have Sean on next month. So, for Sean Berkey, this is Eric Fiorello. We'll have this up, like I said, within 5 days. You know, today's Saturday. You got one more day to make some greatness, but you got the rest of your life. Don't sit around and wait. You know, go out and make it happen. That's all I can tell you. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.